Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love my mommy. But this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again over Zoom, Zoom, and a boom, boom. Just shake your rump. It's Sunday, November 1st, 2020, and this is another Homes Alone edition with three terrific guests, Demi Adigiebe, Dave Foley, and Amy Miller. Yay!
Yay!
Hooray! Oh, yay, we're on already.
Oh. We're doing it.
I thought we were going to wait backstage just like the live show for the long opening monologue.
Oh, yeah.
It's longer than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't usually take too long with that, do I?
Well, that might be your perspective.
Yeah.
Look, the people will love it. They want to hear you talk.
Yes. Well, let's meet all three of you individually and alphabetically, starting with Demi Adigiebe is back. Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's nice to be back.
I always love your September 21st videos.
Thank you.
What is the plan? I know you've got a plan for next year's already.
Oh, no, I do not.
You don't? I thought you were going to make it a fundraising. You were going to raise funds to make next year's.
Yeah. So I raised funds and was like, if we pass this goal, then I will do it next year. And we passed the goal, but I still haven't started thinking about it. I guess I should, because I got to up the ante, so I'm going to need all year.
Yeah, how much it took you months of preparation to make that video.
Or just the 1 month.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad I thought I was going to be like, hey, I'll have him on the show and help him raise the money for the next one, but you already got the funds. You just need to now put in the work.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for coming by.
I don't need your help, Doug.
He's your business manager now. Didn't you?
Yeah.
This is a meeting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited when my friends have, something to promote and I can help out and have them on the show at the same time. I don't think Dave Foley has anything to promote. Dave Foley is here.
No. I have nothing, but I am willing to take whatever funds you were going to raise and promise to also do no work on it.
You have your podcast, though, Don't Say, with Paul Greenberg.
I do, although we haven't done any in months. Well, since, the lockdown. Because
you like to get together with him in person for that?
To be in the room, yeah. Because I think I get too surly on Zoom. It's just my natural tendency. I get Zoom surly.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
This is it. It's not that unpleasant. I'm being surly right now.
It's
I'm not
Canadian
good at it.
Canadian surly. Canadian yeah. surly is a milder one.
Yep.
That, of course, is Amy Miller, everybody.
Hello. Woo! Good afternoon, everybody.
How did All Hallows Eve work out for you?
Oh, well, you know, it was fine. I didn't dress up, which I really miss, but I don't know. I just stayed home. I mean, we're staying home, right?
That thing that everybody's doing, which was going ahead and putting on a costume and then taking a million pictures of themselves in it.
I should have done it. I mean, why not? But it just made me so many friends did that. And then I was like, are you going to a party? But then a couple people were at parties. It was strange. I don't know. Yeah, I should have done it. I don't know. I put on my Barack Obama mask a couple times.
And I
still
am
like not sure if that's okay.
Yeah, I don't. What it's Barack Obama's face?
Yeah, it's Obama's face.
And it's in the form of a
mask,
a COVID mask?
No, it's a Halloween mask.
Oh, so it pulls over your entire head?
Yeah, it makes me turn into Obama.
I think as long as there's no paint involved, it's probably fine.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to be the decider here, but...
Well, unfortunately, you have to be.
All right.
Yeah. I have a question. I saw on George Stephanopoulos' show, Rahm Emanuel was on there, and he was so deeply tanned that it was indistinguishable from blackface. Mm. What's the rule there?
I love a deep tan in late October. That's good. Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
I feel like I generally lean towards anything Rahm Emanuel does as being like, well, that's not good.
But it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
Yeah, I watched us. I did watch Us finally. I had never seen it. And I remembered I'm not supposed to watch scary movies by myself. I was pretty scared.
Yeah, that movie's got some turns in it.
Well, oh, yes, many turns. It was so good, but I had to watch some lighter programming for a while after so I didn't have nightmares because I'm a child. Yeah.
I'm still waiting to see that because my family watched it without me because they are terrible people.
It's really good, but there's also a lot of like frights and dangers coming when people are inside a house with a lot of windows. So it's just like, you know, scary.
You really feel like you related too much to the Elizabeth Moss character.
I mean, that's the character I would have to be, I guess, if we picked one from that movie.
That'd be a fun double bill to watch that and then watch Tim Heidecker's new stand-up special.
He's really funny in Us. Oh, yeah, I was a little bit Elizabeth Moss because I was also drinking rosé. So Halloween was fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've given away way too much for Dave Foley. we can't go that deep into it about because the wines are really important in that film.
It's crucial.
Yeah. I'm much like Elizabeth Moss in the Invisible Man picture. That's and that I'm screaming a lot and fighting with things that aren't there.
That was the last, I think the last film that I saw in its entirety, you know, since the pandemic started, the last one I saw in a theater.
Me too.
I saw
it's not a bad one.
I saw a few minutes of the Gentleman after that, but about a few minutes into it, I went, "Oh, this probably isn't worth getting COVID over." so I left, and then I watched the rest of that movie later on on a home screen.
And you're right; it's not worth COVID.
No.
No,
there are maybe a few movies that are, but that one definitely is not.
Yeah.
Has anybody been watching anything movie or TV show wise that they really feel is, you know, good for people to see, especially in this particular time?
I mean, I am loving The Queen's Gambit and watched it too late last night because I couldn't really turn it off. It's very good. Also, I really loved that new Sofia Coppola movie. I mean, it was just a nice, it was a nice watch.
Is that On the Rocks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very good.
I haven't seen that yet. Mm-hmm. I've been watching.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you go.
Amy's pick, Queen's Gambit. I just wanted to say that I watched the first episode and I was kind of surprised by the fact that the lead character is a child pretty far into it.
Yeah, and she's really good.
Have you seen the whole, did you end up watching all of it?
No, I watched 3 episodes and then I had to go to sleep because it was 5 a.m.
It was like 5 episodes? Maybe 6?
Yeah, I think there's like 6.
Oh, that's shorter than I thought. Maybe I should check it out.
Yeah, it's really, but they really take their time with the backstory. The actress, what's her name? Anna Taylor-Joy?
Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, she, you know, is barely in the first episode.
Yeah, if at all. But the little girl is so good.
Yeah, she does a great job. And but they're definitely, the storytelling is, they're really setting up the character.
Yes, that's true.
What she went through as a child. It's kind of feeling like if they spent an hour on Charlie before he goes to the chocolate factory, which they kind of do.
Yeah.
Kind of spend a little bit too much time on Charlie before he goes.
Doug, what's the name of that great actor who teaches her how to play chess? Who's like so awesome in everything he does, but I never remember his name.
Bill Camp.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, he's like great.
One of my favorites.
I was going to guess Richard Kine.
I was going to say another Mr. great Miyagi. One.
Mr. Miyagi.
You've got to learn how to play chess.
Oh, man, I love a Richard Kind impression. Dave, you were going to say what you've been watching?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're halfway through the third day on the HBO Max, I guess. That's a weird kind of culty island series. So enjoying that with Jude Law. Jude Law, who remains handsome. He remains very handsome.
It's true.
That's got to go away at some point.
I don't know. He may have like sort of Cary Grant handsome, and you know, and then he'll go and become reclusive towards the end. Yeah.
Remember that year that Chris Rock made a joke about Jude Law being in too many movies because he was in like 5 movies and, you know, that came out in 1 year on the Oscars when he was hosting. Chris Rock said he's in too many movies. And then when Sean Penn came out later to present an award, he stepped up. That was the whole joke. Jude Law's in too many movies. And Sean Penn made a speech about how great Jude Law is. He like defended him.
Oh, wow.
It must have been like 99 or early 2000s or something.
Yeah, I think it was around when the new Alfie came out with Jude Law. That was the breaking point for Chris Rock.
Jude Law said in like a group text being like, my feelings really hurt if anyone can say something about this.
Yeah. I'm going to step up and defend Jude Law.
Really, I'm really mad that somebody's noticed that I'm in a lot of movies. Demi, what about you? Have you been watching anything that we should check out?
I really loved David Byrne's American Utopia on HBO.
Oh, so
it's
good.
It's just so.
Oh, so I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's lovely. It's just a blast. I watched it twice.
I got to see it live, last time I went to New York. And front row. And it was, you know, maybe a little bit too much, feet near my face because they're all barefoot during it. But, but other than that, that's the only criticism I have. It's an amazing show. And then the way Spike Lee filmed it, he like came up with shots that I was like, damn, Spike,
shot very well.
It's just the show, but like he really found some interesting places to, you know, put the camera and some great cuts and stuff. And, David Byrne's American Utopia is on HBO Max, and I think it's on regular HBO too.
Yeah, I made the mistake of not going to see it live, and now I know it's coming back on Broadway next year, presuming COVID is done by then, but I hope I get to see it then.
I would think it's going to be massive.
Oh yeah.
You know, because it'll be, you know, it'll probably be the same people that were so good in the HBO version. And, you know, I would think anybody that watches it on TV would want to see it in person. It's so good.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. let's go ahead and play some games.
All right.
Yeah. Starting with a new game. It's called, very cleverly, Pay or Pay. Because I'm going to name an actor or actress, and then you tell me. We'll go one at a time. We'll start out alphabetically, so Demi will be up first. I'll name an actor or actress, and then you tell me if that person was in Payback, Paycheck, or Pay It Forward.
Oh, no.
So many great movies have been made with the word pay in the title. These three are not amongst them.
No.
I didn't like any of these movies. also, they all have big casts, and so it's should be a fun guessing game.
I'm not gonna win this though.
Well, I've not seen any of those movies, so
you never know. You'll have to deduce. You'll have to figure out who you think would be in a movie with these different names. I'll give everybody a starter clue, which is that. Paycheck was the John Woo movie starring Ben Affleck.
Okay, so there's one.
That's why you didn't see that. And then Payback is
Mel Gibson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Payback is a Mel Gibson movie. Paycheck is the Ben Affleck movie. And Pay It Forward is Kevin Spacey. Was one of the stars.
Oh, I was like, one of these is that Aaron Eckhart movie, but I know I'm way off.
Well, we'll see. So we'll start with you, Demi. The actor or actress is Uma Thurman. Payback, Paycheck, or Pay It Forward?
Is that Pay It Forward?
You're asking me?
I'm saying it is Pay It Forward.
He's asking himself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there are some people phrase things as a question because they watch too much Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. That is incorrect.
Oh.
Now, see, the next person in line is Dave. See, Dave, it's been narrowed down to two titles for you.
All right.
If you miss, then Amy's going to get the gimme.
All right. I'm going to say it was a Paycheck.
That is correct.
Mm. There we go.
Dave Foley is on the board. Look at him go.
Mm. Yep.
Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready. So ready.
Which one of those, Paycheck, Payback, or Pay It Forward, has Paul Giamatti?
Oh, God. And I think that he's in Payback, starring Mel Gibson.
Incorrect.
Okay, that's fine.
He's not in Payback. Demi?
Is he in Paycheck?
That is correct.
Yay.
How did you do it?
Mm-hmm. I know two people who are in Pay It Forward, and Paul Giamatti is neither of them.
Have you seen Pay It Forward, Amy?
Yes, I have, but it's been so long. And yeah. I don't know. Paul Giamatti is often like not the first, second, or third build, but real scene stealer. But I don't know. He could be in any of those.
Yeah, he's often the white music manager who is very problematic for his own clients.
Yeah, that's in Adam Compton, right?
Yeah, and the Beach Boys movie too.
Oh right.
In Love and Mercy, he's a terrible person.
Was he Dr. Landry?
Yeah, he's the.
Ah, I forgot about that.
He called himself doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Claimed to be a doctor.
But he was
treating.
But he was the band's manager.
Dr. Landry.
And he would keep Brian Wilson drugged up.
Yeah.
And the rest of the band, they didn't think that song. God only knows. They didn't think it was a good song. The rest of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Hollywood, that was what they know.
Greatest songs ever made.
Yeah.
I love that movie, even though it's weird that John Cusack and Paul Dano both play Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get used to.
Paul Giamatti was
two different guys.
Yeah. Well,
it's not one of those amazing casting jobs like with the little girl in Queen's Gambit, who actually looks like she's going to grow up to be the other person. All right. Where are we at? Amy?
Yes.
Ready?
Sure.
Which one?
No, I already guessed.
What?
I guessed. Is this a new round? Oh, okay. Oh. Yes, I'm ready.
Dave got it right, didn't he?
I got it. And then Demi got that one right. But I'll take it.
Okay, so no.
You're keeping score, right? Yeah. Look.
Got to earn it.
Dave, could you stop being so surly?
I'm sorry.
Surly Dave is really
terrifying.
Okay, so we do start with Dave on this one. Colm Feore.
Oh, I should know this one. I should be
your fan.
I know Colm. Colm was in my movie, The Wrong Guy. He was the villain. Yeah. I'm going to say Pay It Forward.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's. Ooh. Oh.
He's going to be so mad.
I know.
Yeah. You're going to have to ask him to calm down. Amy?
Yeah.
It's not Pay It Forward. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's Payback.
Ouch. Incorrect. Demi?
Give me a second here.
He's going to Google it.
I am going to Google it. I'm going to say Paycheck.
Yeah, that was the only one left.
Yeah. I almost immediately said the same one Amy did.
That's happened to guests of mine on the show, and especially when there's an audience there, it's pretty hilarious.
Mm.
Okay, so Demi has 2 points now. We go to Dave again.
All right.
Where do you think Dexter plays into all these films? Mr. Michael C. Hall.
Oh.
You ever work with him?
I never have. You know what? I'm gonna go with Pay It Forward again, because that hasn't been the answer yet.
That's a good strategy, but it didn't work out for you this time.
Oh dear. Oh.
Amy?
Dave
has paid it forward to you, an
this
opportunity
time
to get a point.
It's definitely Payback this time.
Incorrect.
Demi,
you have to remember again, and this is for the win.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to cash in my paycheck.
Yeah, that is right. Yes. And,
oh, I was going to say Payback. Okay. Yeah. Paycheck.
You did it. Yeah, I did that silly thing where I just all of those people were in Paycheck. And of course, Aaron Eckhart is also in Paycheck.
Okay. So I was right.
You were right about that. That is.
It didn't come in handy.
Aaron Eckhart movie. Pay It Forward has a couple of interesting pieces of casting because John Bon Jovi is in that film.
Oh,
really? As is Angie Dickinson.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah,
that's
Dressed to Kill.
Spacey and Haley Joel Osment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Helen Hunt in it?
And Helen Hunt, yeah. And it's
that's what I was confusing with Uma.
It's pretty crazy because, you know, the whole premise is that if somebody does something nice for you, some, you know, random ass thing, then you need to turn around and do some random ass nice thing for somebody else, you know, pay it forward. And it becomes a movement. Like the whole country, people are paying it forward, but it doesn't always work out.
No.
Some favors are better left unfavored.
Mm-hmm.
As we learn in that movie, as I recall. Yeah,
the lesson of that movie is don't do favors.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Or just don't do them for people that didn't ask. Mm. Or maybe even didn't even need what you're doing for them. Mm-hmm. I got, you know, it's like Oprah giving away cars. It's like everybody was then saddled with, you know, tax debt.
Right.
From getting a free car. Payback co-stars, a couple of fun co-stars. Lucy Liu is in Payback, as is Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, yeah.
The original Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Two gifted comic actors.
Well, you know, they're there to make Mel look funny. which is weird. Are you guys going to go see this new Mel Gibson movie, or I go see it? I mean, are you going to watch it in your homes? It's called Fat Man, and it's about if Santa Claus was Mel Gibson.
No, absolutely
probably
no.
Not.
No, I don't. No, it's I keep trying to put it into a playlist, but it won't take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I keep adding it to my wish list, and it just won't show up.
Well, congratulations, Demi. You won that first game. That means you get to go first in our next game, which we will play immediately after the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and we were talking during the break, and I mentioned that I was on Arden Marine's podcast, Will You Accept This Rose? And Arden, by the way, Dave Foley, drops your name on that show talking about what a fun time we all had doing Doug Loves Movies at Sketchfest last January in San Francisco. But anyway... to be a guest on Will You Accept This Rose, you have to watch whatever season is happening of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, because it's a recap show. And so I agreed. So I'm like, 3 weeks into this new Bachelorette season.
Yes, I'm going to text you about it. Are you going to keep watching?
I have to, because I'm she calls me the rookie of the season, which means that I have to check back in a few times during the course of this particular.
Oh my God. I love it. I'm so pumped. Well,
see, I got to say, I love Arden, but I don't know if I love Arden that much.
Okay. Right? But here's the thing. I haven't watched that show in years, but I'm watching it because The Bachelorette is 40, which is just hilarious. And comes with, she does a lot of 40-year-old stuff. That like 25-year-old bachelorettes just don't do. I mean, she sent a guy home because he could only compliment how she looked. And he's like, you're hot. And she's like, what about my mind? She also came with a golden retriever. And she's like, oh, I like one man out of these 32 men, and I'm going to marry him. It's amazing. Wow. Plus, they can't go anywhere. They can't do their helicopter rides and shit like that. So they're just like learning the love languages. Like they're stuck in this place in Palm Springs. That's not even that nice of a resort. It's
now,
so
listen,
good.
Amy, I'm here to tell you firsthand, because I am sitting in that resort as we speak.
You are not.
I truly am.
Really?
I'm at the La Quinta Resort in La Quinta, California.
Oh my God.
City next to Palm Springs.
Oh my God, are you going to be gone before this is released? I'm worried about your safety now.
No, well, you know what, though? It's as far as stalkers go, if somebody showed up here, good luck finding me, because it is a huge property and a maze of buildings.
And it is nice?
Frank Capra wrote It's a Wonderful Life on this property.
Whoa, oh, that's cool.
They have the typewriter.
Yeah. It's a pretty dark movie if you think about it.
Yeah, no, that's what cracks me up.
Pretty bleak.
Sitting around this place thinking about suicide is very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's beautiful. I mean, it's, you know, the buildings are kind of old, but the rooms are nice. And I'm just fascinated by, because I've been, you know, Stockholm syndromed into watching The Bachelorette. I just thought it would be fun to, I wanted to get out of LA for Halloween. I thought that would be a good time to not be in LA. And so came out here and I'm having a great time just running around recreating scenes from The Bachelorette.
Wow, I stand corrected. I got to stay there.
Let me tell you something that you'll like about this resort, I assume, Amy. There are...
Can't wait to hear what this is going to be.
There are 52 pools.
Oh, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, so every four or five units has a pool. So like, and even, and if people are at your pool, you can just go walk around and find a pool where nobody is.
That's too many pools.
It's I hear is all the pools are segregated, but specifically for very specific prejudices.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, if you don't like Frank Capra, don't go to the, one particular pool. Yeah, I was going to come up with a fun name for that pool, but the pools don't have names.
It's a wonderful pool.
Yeah, it happened one splash.
Don't go to the Mr. Potter pool.
Smith Goes to Washington? No.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, that was him.
That was Capra.
Mr. Smith Goes to another pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could probably Mr. name Smith. Each pool after a different Capra movie.
Yeah, I believe it was Mr. Smith Won't Swim with Jews. I think that was the pool.
This really is Surly Dave. But yeah, so I guess I should have said at the top of the show, coming to you from La Quinta Resort and Spa. Also, spa part's kind of not very open at this point because of COVID.
Because it's confusing because it sounds like it's a lovely spa, and yet it's also a chain of very depressing hotels.
Well, that is the weird part, is that this particular one is a Waldorf Astoria, part of the Hilton chain, and it's not affiliated with the those crappy La Quinta hotels.
It's just in La Quinta, the town. Yeah, that's confusing, because it sounds like you're staying at the Motel 6 resort.
No, I really enjoyed the first episode. It was very entertaining to watch them keep referring to La Quinta as being this amazing resort. I was like, that can't be right. Can it? Yeah.
Free breakfast.
Well, no free breakfast because, you know, there's no buffets really at hotels anymore. So instead you get $15 credit in the marketplace where they sell breakfast sandwiches and coffee. Mm. Yeah, I really know everything about this place. But, you know, I also, as a traveling comedian, you know, spend a lot of time in hotels, and whenever I find a fun one, I try to, you know, make a note of it. And so when I saw this one on TV, I wanted to give it a try. It's only a 2.5-hour drive out of LA, and little or no traffic because of, you know, there's just less cars on the road right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play another game.
All right.
Demi's falling asleep over there.
No, I am not. I'm always in a stasis of almost asleep.
Let's play a game called Title, Character, and the Something Something. I'll give you a title that I've made up for an actual movie. A title that's similar to something like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom or the aforementioned Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'll give you my version of a title that's the name of the lead character followed by something they do or that happens in that particular movie. A lot of people find this game extremely difficult, so don't feel bad if you can't figure these
out. All right.
And it's the same deal as the last game. We'll go one at a time. If somebody can't think of one, the next person gets a shot at it. And we'll start with Demi again. What movie am I driving at when I say Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade and his jaunty joyride?
Frank Slade. Why does that sound vaguely familiar?
Should sound familiar.
I know it's not, but I'm going to say Three Kings.
No. Dave.
Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade and his jaunty joyride. Apocalypse Now.
I think he was a colonel and his name was Frank, but that's where it ends.
Not very jaunty.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He seemed happy.
I mean, I hope you all agree that jaunty is the right word to describe this joyride. Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I haven't seen this, so I don't know if there's even a police officer in it, but I'm going to say Stuber. Is Bautista some sort of lieutenant?
Well, it's not a cop. It actually is a military title.
Oh.
In this particular case, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, retired military Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade, and he drives a sports car very fast in spite of the fact that he is a blind man, and the movie is called Scent of a Woman.
Oh,
that sounds jaunty, driving right? While
you know what? Can I say I don't generally like to boast, but I've never seen that movie.
Good for you.
Neither has Frank Slade.
Yeah, that's right. Here's what you're missing out on by not seeing it, Dave. Philip Seymour Hoffman makes an early appearance. And I can't think of anything else about it that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's too long. It's one of Pacino's most over the top. He did not deserve the Oscar for it performances. And he's blind, but drives around a car through a city very fast.
I smell the scent of a woman. Yeah. It's the movie that made Al Pacino think to himself, oh, I can keep doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And God bless
him. And he did for quite a while.
Yeah, he ramped it up. Yeah. I think what saved us is his penchant now for portraying real people that really existed, because he really gets into doing the impression. And a lot of those people, like Dr. Death, you know, is not really a yeller kind of character.
Yeah.
I love when he yells. Yeah. That's why I loved The Irishman. I was like, yeah, just be you're doing comedy. Do comedy.
Yeah. He'll either enliven a movie or at least make it different.
Jaunty. He makes it jaunty.
Jaunty. Mm-hmm. The word.
Jaunty. Also, this talking about this movie just reminded me of how much I love the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at Disneyland.
It's a great ride, and it's a great moral lesson.
Well, that's the thing. You know? People just gloss over the fact that you go to hell at the end of that ride.
You get hit by a train. Yeah. You get hit by a train and go to hell.
Yeah. Whoa. And it used to be really hot in there during the hell part, but I think they backed off of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be a blast of hot air.
Is that your second ride, Doug? Because I usually go Matterhorn and then Mr. Toad. And then I'm like, this day has begun. I'm fucking pumped.
I found in the last few years that Mr. Toad isn't the nightmare long ride long line that it used to be.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go whenever, but yeah, if I back when the lines were really long, you had to hit that one right away. Like Peter Pan, the line is just, it exists before the park even opens. Like it always is such a long line.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
And I think Mr. Toad is a much better ride.
Agree.
Yeah. More fun. I like to go on the Matterhorn just to check to see if there's any loose change embedded in my spine.
They really do rattle you around quite a bit in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible ride.
All right. Back to the game. Nobody is on the board with this one, but it is a tough one. And we'll back to you. Demi gets to guess first.
Okie dokie.
What movie could be called Minnie Jackson and Her Peculiar Pie?
Oh, The Help.
That is correct.
For QI. Oh. What else could it be?
Well, that's what I hope is that people can, you know, figure it out from the clues. And you did it. You remembered, of course, that Octavia Spencer makes a shit pie.
Mm-hmm. See, now, another movie I haven't seen because before I had a chance to see it, it turned out to be racist.
Yeah, you got to get on them quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was very disappointed.
When you said Minnie Jackson, I was like, okay, are there any movies Michael Jackson was in when he was very young?
Tiny.
Yeah.
Well, you still got there somehow. So you're on the board. Dave gets to go first on this next one.
Oh, all right.
I think you're going to get it. I have a good feeling about it.
Look, I'm not even playing this game. No, I'm surly.
It's like COVID. You can catch it very easily.
Yeah.
The movie is Janet Weiss and the Transylvanian Tryst.
Janet Weiss.
I like that you're saying it as a question mark.
Mm-hmm. Janet Weiss.
Transylvanian Tryst. I have no idea. What can I do? Can I buy a vowel? No vowels.
I'll give you one.
All right.
It's got an O in it.
Funny enough, that means it's not what I was thinking.
Oh man.
I give up.
Amy, tell him what it is.
I actually don't know. I'm really confused because is Janet Weiss the name of the character?
Mm-hmm.
Because Janet Weiss is the drummer in Sleater-Kinney.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Sleater-Kinney the movie?
Yeah. Sleater-Kinney's Halloween special. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't even have a good guess.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I couldn't even think of a funny fake answer.
Let's go to Demi then.
See, the one I was thinking was Interview with a Vampire, but there's no O in that title. So now I'm like, Only Lovers Left Alive?
Everybody read that or hear about how Winona Ryder talking about how nice Keanu Reeves was on the set of Interview with a Vampire?
No.
Because Coppola was like, he wanted everybody, all the male actors, to be really mean to Winona Ryder to get her reactions.
Oh, yeah.
And Keanu's like, nah.
Wait, I mean, you're talking nice about Dracula.
What's that?
You're talking about Dracula.
Yeah.
It's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah, not Interview with a Vampire. Sorry, that just made me think of it. Because I've been thinking of all those movies because we just got out of October.
But Keanu was nice.
Yeah, he wouldn't method act where, like, being mean off camera to her.
Good.
That's so weird. I always hear about him being awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, really? Would that be fair to go back to her and let her guess?
Sure.
If not, it's okay. But I think. Yeah, maybe it was a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That is correct.
Oh.
I think we all should have known it right away. Oh,
Janet.
Mm. I've never seen that somehow.
But you know that they're in Transylvania.
Yeah, but that's why I went vampire in general.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
These are hard.
My daughter would have gotten it. She's into the Rocky Horror Picture Show now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She hasn't gotten to see it like with an audience, has she?
Oh yeah. She went and saw it at the theater here before the pandemic.
I mean, the stuff they yell through the entire movie, it's really quite, it's impressive that they know all the things to yell. And then it's also really, it's a lot of real angry things they yell at the screen the whole time.
Yeah. Mostly at Janet.
Yeah. She and Brad really get worked over
yeah.
in the movie and in the audience. Okay, So coming up now on round four, we got Demi and Amy are on the board, but who had the last guess? Demi did. So we go back to Dave. Ready, Dave?
Oh, okay.
Robert Neville and his massive ego.
Robert Neville.
This might be the most difficult one.
They're so hard.
Robert Neville.
I feel like I know it, but I'm also like, well, that can't be. I'm like, I know the name, but I don't. The thing that I think it is doesn't match up with ego. Anyway.
But you can still guess if you want. But this is Dave's turn, right?
It is, yeah. Robert Neville and his massive ego. I'm at a complete loss.
I should have skipped this one.
I agree.
Amy, what do you think?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
What was it that you were thinking it might be, Demi?
I actually think it is I Am Legend.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, man.
That was his name, Neville?
Right? I don't know why I know that his name is Robert Neville.
Wow.
Yeah, and but I said massive ego because, you know, the title is I Am Legend.
Right.
There's no one else alive. And he's still saying that.
Doesn't he have a dog?
He does. He does have a dog. That's my favorite aspect of that movie, to be honest. I think it's cool that he has a dog and he chips golf balls off of a aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd do if I were the last man alive.
Right?
Yeah.
Play golf.
Have you seen the Vincent Price version?
No. What is that?
That's the first movie version of I Am Legend was The Last Man on Earth, starring Vincent Price.
Yeah, I Am Legend's the name of
the source 60s.
Material by what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
That science fiction author that everybody loves.
Philip K. Dick.
Okay. Demi's got two. Dave, you need to get on the board. You got to go first.
I'm on the board. I got one. Remember, right off the top, I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Which
one? I got one. I forget.
No, that was.
I remember hearing I was on the board.
That was previous
with
game.
One of the paycheck. No, pay. Oh, that was right. Yeah, you're right.
That was the other game.
All right. All right. Board. So let's go. All right. Let's go. Come on. Let's keep this moving.
I feel like somebody's going to get this one. We'll see.
All right.
Rusty Dennis and her rocky relationship.
Rusty Dennis?
Oh.
Yeah.
Rusty Dennis.
I wish there was more heavy sighing on game shows.
I don't know, Doug. I don't know. Rusty Dennis and her rocky relationship. No clue. No clue at all.
Amy?
I'll go.
Is it Mask?
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo!
What?
Did you know it, Demi?
I did.
Yeah.
Or Rocky Dennis. Yeah, I have not seen Mask, but I know Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, Rocky Dennis is the name of the lead character in Mask, and Rusty is his mom, played by Cher, and they
Cher and Eric Stoltz, right? Mm-hmm.
They have difficult times sometimes.
Oh,
I mean, they love each other, but they don't agree on what he should do with his life.
and then he tricks that blind lady into liking him.
You know what? That move,
right?
That movie was playing in a theater where I was an usher, and I still never saw it.
But you saw like chunks of it, or did you really just never have to be in the theater when it was going on?
Just avoided that theater altogether.
You were scheduled against it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I always remember the movies that were playing heavily when I worked at a theater too, but I did always pop in to look at them.
Oh,
even if they were terrible.
Yeah.
I love to pop in on musicals were my big pop in. And the two that were huge when I worked at a movie theater were Footloose and Purple Rain.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I saw the musical parts of those movies many times.
I briefly worked in a theater when The Avengers and Prometheus were out, and I remember popping into Prometheus being like, oh, I gotta see this again.
Oh, you were wrong.
Why is Demi sweeping up popcorn during the movie?
They asked for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go in and do a temperature check. Sometimes somebody, there's a complaint about noise. And then I would just stand in the back of the theater because, you know, there's nothing to do. And I worked at a place where they had three screens. So when there was all three movies were in progress, there was nothing to do really.
Right.
I disagree because you can do your side work and also clean the counters.
Oh, here's the cool thing, Amy. I started out as an usher and went right to box office. I never worked at the snack bar.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah.
I worked in a movie theater in Mississauga, which is west of Toronto, with Kevin MacDonald from the Kids in the Hall.
Back is that how when you met?
No, he got me the job there after we met.
Great.
Yeah. And but that was back when such movies as E.T. the Extraterrestrial were in theaters and Porky's.
You probably saw a lot of Poltergeist as well.
Poltergeist, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember E.T. and Poltergeist came out like a week or two apart, and I was so blown away by how scary one was and how sweet the other one was. And they were both amazing.
Well, sometimes I'd walk into E.T. and I'd still have my Porky's erection. And it was very inappropriate.
I always just watched Porky's through a hole in the wall.
Yeah. The way it was intended.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, so that, I guess we're just going to call this that Demi ran away with this particular game.
Wow. Yes.
Congratulations. I'll try not to make anybody else ever play this.
All right. So it's a three-way tie.
Yeah, okay, if that's what you want to say. The election coming up in a couple of days might end up being a two-way tie.
Yep.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I know, right? It's so intense right now. So thank you for spending an hour with me. Demi Adigiebe, what would you like to plug?
Please watch The Amber Ruffin Show on Peacock. It is free and good.
Yeah, what's the deal with Peacock? Anybody can just get it?
I think so. I think there's like an ad-supported version and then like a free version that you can pay for, but I'm pretty sure our show is on it for free. So you can just go to Peacock and watch it, and you should.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't yet. I haven't watched anything on Peacock, but I keep hearing that it's easy.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Rockford Files on Peacock.
For real?
People can't stop talking about the Rockford Files on Peacock.
And while you're already on there watching it, flip over and watch Demi's show.
That's right.
Yeah.
But on Rockford Files, does his outgoing message, is it different at the beginning of every show, or is it just the same thing?
It's the same outgoing message. It's the incoming message that's different in each show.
Oh, okay. That kind of sets up like a storyline on the episode.
No, they're kind of they're just disconnected jokes usually.
Oh, really? They're just standalone, like the first scene in The Office?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I got to watch that show. I remember loving it as a child. Thank you, Demi.
Thank you for having me.
Dave Foley, what would you like to promote?
I guess I'll promote the Kids in the Hall, should it ever actually happen, on Amazon Prime.
You're just waiting for COVID restrictions to lift?
Yep. We had it all written and we're just waiting to shoot it.
Oh, that's cool. Are you going to take the time to rewrite it at all, or is everybody just happy with what you got and ready to go?
We thought we would just allow this time for Amazon to lose faith in things.
Yeah, it is a sad landscape of like, you've been picked up for two seasons. Oh, wait, did we say two? We meant zero. Yeah, it's really, really odd, but everybody can't wait to see that. So I'm sure it's going to happen.
I hope so.
Amy Miller, what have you got to promote?
I can't believe it, but I do have some shows coming up at the Alameda Comedy Club in Alameda, California. They're outside. Okay, this club was supposed to open in like February. Bad move. They didn't know. So They're doing outdoor shows and, you know, masked and distanced and everything. And I'm still very scared, but I'm going to do it. November 13th and 14th, if we still have a society, I'll be doing 4 shows in the East Bay.
I've done a few, you know, of the various outdoor things, and sometimes it's better than others. One time I just was like, no thanks, and I just left. I mean, I, you know, told them I wasn't going to stay, but.
I heard about that, and that show was really fun, actually. Well, the one I did. We don't need
you
to
did that show?
Is. Yeah, I did it this.
Oh, well, then this other one, you'll be fine. I couldn't get up on stage in front of groups of people that clearly didn't live together who were sitting there maskless eating cheese.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I stayed very far away from everybody and I had my own microphone, so.
Yeah, no, that part of it's good, but I just, as a performer, I can't get out of my head if I'm watching people do what I think is like unsafe behavior.
I hear that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jamie Kennedy was on the show with me and he was very nervous the whole time because he has like a heart condition that he's had for years. And he was just wiping and just sanitizing over and over.
It's like before you go on stage somewhere and you're watching the show and there's like a problem table and you know that you're the one that's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about, you know, people sitting there with their masks off, like turning to each other and talking and stuff. Like it just made me uncomfortable. I mean, the people who promote it, the people putting on the show were very nice about me bailing. And like you said, you still did a set there and had a good time. So you just got to take these things one at a time. But if Alameda is genuinely outdoors, because that's the other thing that was kind of weird to me about the one I left, is it kind of had like an overhang over it. Like it felt kind of indoors. So I didn't understand why they just didn't do it on the part of the structure where they could have just been actually absolutely outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be absolutely outdoors.
Alameda, everybody, get out there, get on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a show. I'm sticking with internet shows. I'm doing another one. Amy was on the first one. I'm going to do a new one on this Saturday, coming up November 7th at 4:20 Pacific time. And go to rushtix.com for tickets.
It's fun. And you're so generous with your time on that show, Doug. I mean, you hung out with people for so long after. It was very nice.
Yeah, and it went by quickly, I thought.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel like a long time. Like I didn't have to get up to pee or anything. And suddenly it was, you know, I'd been on for like 3 hours. But thanks.
It's amazing
everybody.
How time works when you're doing bong rips the whole time.
Bong rips and telling jokes and looking into a camera that's like basically a mirror. it's so weird doing comedy where you're just watching yourself do it.
Yeah, it is a strange dimension of the Zoom comedy world for sure. Yeah. I don't usually have to look at myself.
I'm like in the middle of a joke going, why are you making that face? Get it together, Doug. All right. Thank you to Demi Adejibe, Dave Foley, Amy Miller. We'll see everybody again next time. And as always, I think I'll have another drink.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room